Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Hey guys, can I ask you a question? How are your balls feeling right now? Are they super clean and dry? Does your partner complain or is not always willing to go downtown? If so, I've got something for you. I've just launched a new product called Down Under Comfort for my brand Emily & Tony. It's really unique. It's a cream to tapioca powder formula that is designed to keep men fresh and clean down under or wherever they need. And girls can use it too, under their breasts, their lower back, anywhere they want to stay fresh. So help keep this podcast free and your balls dry. Use code EMILY to get 20% off your first purchase. Check them out today at emilyandtony.com. Trust me, and you're welcome.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can listen to all my podcasts. And you can also go to iTunes. It's so easy to subscribe. You'll never miss another podcast again because we do two podcasts a week, and you're going to love them all. Sometimes we have amazing guests, like the beautiful, amazing guests I have sitting here. Sometimes we don't, and we just give you advice. We always give you advice, and we always entertain you. So check me out on iTunes, sexwithemily.com, also Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, Sex with Emily. And we give you, you know, we like to entertain you while improving your sex life. That's what we do around Sex with Emily. Another thing I would announce for my listeners is that we are making some changes to the website, which is very exciting. And I wanted to know if you would do me a favor. if you could go to my website and there's a survey there and it says like it's Lipson survey or just some survey. It's four questions. And I just want to know about you and it asks like your name. We won't share your email addresses. When, if you listen to the podcast, where you live, whatever, very like it'll take you 2 seconds, but it'll really help us with the show. So that's, you know, I don't ask you to do many things, but I would totally appreciate if you went to sexfamily.com and filled that out. Take 2 seconds. And we're also going to be giving out some prizes to people who give it. So we're going to be doing like the 15th person, the 30th person. We're going to be getting maybe even more than that because I've got, God knows, I've got a lot of sex toys. So I'm going to do that. And then also you can now on Thursday nights at 8:30 Pacific Standard Time, you can always call in at 1-800-568-3191 and ask questions. It can be anything, sex and relationship questions. We have a wonderful guest here tonight. We have Lisa Ann here. Hi, Lisa.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. So Lisa Ann, her website is thelisaann.com, and she's won so many awards that literally, if I went through her entire bio, I'd be here for an hour. But she's an adult and mainstream sensation. The New York Post declared Lisa Ann the most popular porn star in the world for 2 years now. Yep. That's pretty friggin' amazing. She was one of the 50 most searched women in the world by Google. And she also has a bunch of stuff going on. Tell me about your show. On
Monday nights, I do a sports show called Lisa Ann Does Fantasy. It's all about fantasy football. We did basketball. I'm taking a little hiatus for the summer because I'm not yet pro skill at fantasy baseball, which is extremely difficult, stats-oriented. I also produce and direct my own movies for Jules Jordan Video. I work on my site as well. And then I travel feature dancing and hosting 4 weekends a month. So
wow.
I keep pretty busy getting
you
out there
busy.
To meet my Twitter followers, my Instagram followers.
Well,
you
they're
know,
all
that
calling
fun.
In like crazy
yeah,
right
I know.
Now.
They're very
they
friendly.
Love you. Mm-hmm. And then you also, 2013, the MILF Revolution was your directorial debut. AVN Best MILF release.
Yes, my first movie, which was pretty exciting.
Now, how does that work? So if you're the MILF, you're like known for this MILF stuff. So like, are your kids in it? Like, what makes you a MILF? Like,
I don't have kids, you know,
right.
But
so
what
like,
happens
not,
is...
Not really kids, but like fictional children. Like, how
well,
do they...
What happens is you get put into a certain category at a certain age. And it just kind of happens for you.
But you look like you're 25. So okay.
I'll be 42 in May. May
okay.
9th is my,
oh my
birthday.
God.
So it just kind of fell in my lap that way. And I just aged with the business. You know, I've been doing this since I was 18, 20 was my first contract. So it's been my whole life. And I've watched the transition of the MILF genre happen. What's great about it for me is... When you're a young girl in the business, and I joke with all the young girls about this, we had an award show last night, and I just had a laughable conversation with one of the girls. When you're young, you kind of got to work with all the creepy old guys because everybody's into that, like, you look super
right.
young porn. Like, you're almost borderline. You look
right.
barely 18, barely legal. And so they want you with these creepy old, and you hate it, but it's what you have to do.
Right.
You know, because that's just what it is.
Right.
So when I'm now able to work with just young, hot guys,
right.
that's kind of super fun for me. So I'm like, yeah, when the MILF thing happened, I was like, you know, I kind of felt like Hugh Hefner when Viagra was invented.
Right.
I remember he said, you know, this happened just in time for me. The MILF revolution happened just in time for me.
So what is it about the MILFs that men have these fetishes about, like being with MILFs?
You know, I've been asking people this for the past 5-6 years in my travels. And what I find is I find we're a lot more sexually open in general as a culture. So you now have more couples and women watching porn. When you put that into play with this topic, women and couples want to watch women do these scenes that they feel are comfortable doing these scenes.
Right.
And when they see girls that are too young, now mind you, if you are my age, you could have an 18-year-old daughter. So probably watching an 18-year-old do a scene is the last thing you want to
see. Exactly. And you want your partner. You
and
your
younger
partner.
Guys seem to really like the older woman because she could teach them something.
Right.
You know, there's more experience.
The whole Mrs. Robinson thing.
When a guy is in his prime, he's young and he wants to have good sex and a lot of it.
Right.
And he can't really get that from a young girl because a young girl really doesn't know how to do a lot of sexual things yet.
Right, exactly.
You know, what is her repertoire at that point? You know, 2 or 3 things. So they love the older women, and it's just really the culture of just understanding that porn is so much more mainstream than it used to be.
Right.
And people want someone they can relate to.
Don't you feel, do you feel now that you are in your 30s, you know, when you were in your 30s and 40s, that actually your sex life did get better?
you know, the business really raised me.
Right.
You know, well, actually, no. I mean, I didn't do anal until I was in my 30s. You know, now girls get in the business and they kind of just do everything because it's what they do.
Right.
And I always told everyone I was working for, well, I can't do anything really until I do it my personal life. I want to try my personal life
that
first.
That's why I do it on screen.
Rather than do it on screen, have maybe a traumatic experience. And I wanted to understand it sexually. So I grew with the business and definitely became more sexual as I got older.
Okay. That's good. And so do you in real life, like, or are there always younger men who are like kind of see you in the street even and they're like, we teach you something?
It's so funny. I have a range of men in my life. You know, I feel like it takes a lot of men to love me to make me be able to go out and produce the love that everybody wants from me. That sexual chemistry I put out there is brought to me by multiple men that are in my daily interactions, even if it's just texting or I see them here and there. And they do range from 18 to my age. And I do love the younger guys because they're super fun. And I have a lot of athletes in my life and I know their schedule and I'm a huge sports fan. So I want to go to basketball games and I get to see them at their hotel. We just kick it for that one night. We catch up and
right.
We talk a lot about traveling and we talk a lot about the things that I've experienced that I want to be sure they experience.
Right.
Seeing things, doing things. So you are a mentor
and rocking their world sexually.
Exactly.
So
exactly. You know, and I lecture them a lot about, you know, just being careful about things with their privacy. You know, I'm very private with their lives, but not all girls are going to be that way.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So that makes sense because you're like, you've had more experience and you open up to them. So tell me, so how do you, we have a million calls. Let's just take a call real quick because I feel like people are dying to talk to you.
Yeah, they're freaking out. Because they can't really call into my sports show anymore unless they have a sports topic.
Let's take line 3 real quick. Things on anal sex. Oh, perfect. RJ.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Welcome on the show, Sex on the Show with Lisa Ann.
How you doing?
I'm great.
I'll see you tomorrow night.
Oh, you're going to come to the scene?
Well, I live on Long Island. And
awesome. I love that little club. You like it there?
I really don't go there. I missed the last time you were there.
Well, that was a long time ago. I know my girl Jaden was just there not too long ago. Jaden James?
Yeah.
Did you go see her?
No, I didn't. I was actually working.
Well, if you tweet me, you have Twitter?
Yes, I do.
All right. You tweet me tonight, okay? I'll follow you. I'll take your name, and I'll put you on my guest list for calling into the show tonight.
Oh, my God. I love that. Okay? RJ, you're on the guest list.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you
RJ. Did you have a question about anal sex?
Yeah. My girlfriend wants to try anal sex with me.
Yep. Okay.
And she tells me she's scared because she says I'm a little larger than, I guess, her last boyfriend.
You know, the key is really going to be a lot of lube and being prepared to warm her up slowly with your fingers and be sure that she's relaxed enough with it. The key for her, is it her first time or has she done it with other people?
She's done it with other people. She just said that the difference, like I said, the difference is that I'm a little larger than her last boyfriend.
It's interesting with anal, but so you know, once you get the head in the first, you know, 2 inches of that head in, you could put anything in your ass.
Yeah.
Any size, anything can go in your ass.
We don't recommend it.
So
but you
it's
could.
More about it's a real mental thing for a girl. And it's more about her just relaxing. I always say take a couple shots of Jameson because it never hurts.
Either that or, yeah, exactly.
You know, do what you got to do. Just be chill. But once you're in, you're good. It doesn't matter. I mean, I've taken Mandingo in my ass. So if you see that thing, you'll understand that you can put anything in your ass.
Yeah, I've seen the movie.
And a lot of it is also about just relaxing. So I feel, this is my theory about anal sex. I feel like so many women have a bad first experience with anal sex. Like some guy came in and like shoved it in. It was hard and it was bad and she didn't like it. And I feel like if you know how to do it right and you use a lot of lube and you make sure she's relaxed and she breathes and she doesn't tense up because she might be nervous.
Well, you know, another thing that people don't realize is when you clench your jaw, you actually also clench the muscles that are in your anus.
Yeah. Okay.
So breathing and relaxing your mouth is incredibly important. You know, before I did my first anal scene, I actually sat down with a colonic specialist because I wanted to ask her everything about my butt that I needed to know. Because I wanted to make sure I didn't tear it and I didn't ruin it.
Right,
and I had all these
totally.
Questions and I had all these concerns. And she told me that. She's like, you need to really breathe in, inhale when you're, you know, and I did a DP scene yesterday. It was one of my best DP scenes I've done to date.
DP scenes?
Yeah, which is double penetration.
Well, right, double penetration, so, of course. I should know that.
And when you're shooting double penetration, it's not necessarily the size that bothers you. It's the angle so that the camera can get in and see everything. So both guys have to kind of pull your body in completely two different directions. And it's pretty intense.
It's like acrobatic.
So I have to remember when that's happening, like, just breathe. And relax your jaw.
Right.
You're going to be
relax
fine.
Your jaw. That's a great one. Breathe, relax your jaw. Lots of lube. Make sure she's comfortable.
Well,
maybe
I'll see
give
you
her
tomorrow
massage.
Night, man. Hit me up on
thanks,
Twitter.
Thanks, RJ.
Can
have
I
a great
ask
night.
One question?
Yes, RJ.
Is it better? Because I really don't like a lube, but I don't mind like I said, I would rather just shove my tongue in there.
It's not enough lubrication. And also, water lubrication is not good for anal. You want to use a silicone-based lube instead of a water-based lube. What'll happen with water is it'll just make everything, your skin to her skin will grab and tear. Okay. You actually need something. Like, I've told people, I feel sometimes anal sex is easier with a condom.
Yeah.
Because it gives you something in between the skin. Because it's normally the skin to skin is what causes the tear. It's not the size of the cock. You could be as big as you want to be. You won't tear her.
Yeah.
Your skin will.
But sometimes when you're doing that using condom, it can rip the condom if you are using it for protection.
If you don't use as much enough lube.
Right. So what kind of silicone lube do you like?
I like the Pink products. Eros is good. Wet is good. Just, you know, it's always good to have two lubes. It's good to have, you know, your water-based and your silicone-based.
It's so true. And also, you can get any lube you want at sexwithemily.com/goodvibes or just go to my website, sexwithemily.com. Click on the Good Vibrations banner and you will get, if you put in coupon code Emily, you get 15% off your purchase. Go buy some lube for this occasion. It'll be fun. Thanks, RJ. Have a great night. Okay, so anal. So do you orgasm through anal sex?
I do.
Okay. See, I think I might have you leave right now. I'm gonna explain that to me. Have you always really liked women? I want to orgasm. I mean, really?
Well, I mean, I didn't start doing it until I was in my 30s, and I just started to really understand it, and I started to realize what makes it work. You have to have some. It's different, even on set. I have to have a much deeper connection with a guy on set that I'm having an anal scene with.
So how do you have the deeper connection with them before? Like, do you know
just
before?
Somebody? Yeah, I know everybody. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time. I know everybody in the business. Right. So, and I know what level I interact with somebody, and if we're just good for a boy girl scene, or if we're like close and we get along and I feel comfortable. I also need to know the guy likes anal because not all guys like anal.
Right, it's true. You so think if a guy doesn't like anal,
then you're self-conscious during the scene because you're worried about him not wanting to do it. You know what I mean?
So can you orgasm just through anal alone, or do you first need like clitoral stimulation or G-spot orgasm?
I can orgasm through anal alone. And I don't know how it happened.
I think I want to clap for her. Orgasm through anal. I think that is like a dream upon a dream for many people. Thank you. Thank you, Anderson. Thank you very much. I do appreciate that. Oh, how about that? That's good. So what are you working on now? Anything exciting? You've won a million awards, so like any good scenes that you've done lately?
I'm producing my one movie a month. So Lisa Ann Loves Girls is coming out this month, actually today, April 16th. It was yesterday. My schedule's so crazy.
I don't even know what day it is.
Because yesterday was XRCO. That's how I remembered. And it's my first all-girl release, so it's a girl-girl movie, and it was really fun putting it together. I'm working on those projects every month, so the movie I'm shooting this month is an interracial MILF movie, so I'm kind of writing my scenarios and picking my locations right now and what rooms I want to use in each location and what style scenes. You know, there's got to be a kitchen, and there's got, you know,
kill all two those birds with one stone. You get a mixed race scene as well as MILF.
Yeah.
I love it. That's amazing.
So working on that stuff, I'm also in the process of finishing my book. So I'm, you know, it's been years of process of understanding.
What's your book about?
Myself and just this journey, you know, I'm being in the business and all the
adventures. Has it been a good journey for you?
It has.
You love it. It's been great.
Oh my God, the life that this has created for me. The fact that I can live part-time New York, part-time L.A., the fact that I travel and do anything I want whenever I want, my schedule is completely mine to be made, you know, that is just such a freedom. I mean, not everybody can manage what comes with it, because there's definitely an openness that you feel with people that sometimes can be a little misconstrued because, of course, they may have relations with me on a daily basis and I may have never met them.
Exactly.
So when they meet me, there's this comfort with them and I have to say to them, I don't know you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's got to be weird too. So do guys come up to you all the time?
Well, I can't really travel alone anymore. So you normally have security with me everywhere I go. And dudes do come up to me all the time. And for the most part, people are very cool.
Right. Okay.
But there's times where you're on a date, it's awkward.
Right.
You're with your family, it's awkward.
Dates are always awkward when you're in this business.
You're just like, it's just hard when you're with a date. Another dude comes up and asks your date to take a picture of you and him.
But
what
about the guys that you date, though? Do they ever think, do they know that you're already porn star? Can you ever hide it? Like, sometimes I try
to
hide
no
sex.
Hiding,
you can't hide it. They Google you. You can't. Well, you.
It's not just Googling me. Everyone knows who I am.
I know. You can't. So they want to date either for that. You don't care because it's you who you are. But do you ever feel like sometimes with guys, you're like, is it just because I'm the porn star? Or is it
No, I'm pretty good at screening people's mental space. I know what they want from me. And if it's just one thing, I know what it is right away, and I don't really have a need from them. So if they're giving me what I want, we're gonna hang out and have sex and it's great and that's it, and I don't talk to them again for 3 weeks, I'm fine with that.
Okay, that's good because I feel for me, like, sex with Emily, sometimes I don't want to lead with that. When someone's like, I want to fix you up with someone, I'm like, don't tell my last name or don't tell them what I do, just because then they make assumptions.
Yeah, but that makes it even harder different. Because then you meet someone and they don't. It's better to just have everything out on the table.
I know, but like right away, I'm like, can we just wait like 5 minutes before they know sex selling? But it's like different with porn. I know that they all know who you are. For me, it's like maybe they haven't listened to the podcast or whatever. So it's totally fine. So what do you think in porn that you've learned, would you say, about sex tips that you think that you've learned specifically because you've worked in porn and you've done so many sex scenes and you've done a lot? Like, what would you say are tips that you think you've learned that maybe other people don't quite grasp yet?
I've had to adapt to many partners, so I've learned how to adjust to each partner. And I think it's really important that first 5 to 10 minutes that you are engaging in foreplay and connecting with each other, that you can really shut out the world. It's kind of like people who meditate are very good at this.
Right.
So because I'm good at that and I understand that separation, you have to put all your other thoughts aside because you have this period of time to completely get your breathing in sync, get each other in sync, and find out what he really likes or what she really likes. And you can tell all that from just listening to your partner and their breathing and how they're moving with you. So it's really about just shutting everything else out. And I think people, we're all so busy. And I think when people have sex in their personal life, especially in a relationship, and especially if there's children or pets or other things that are complicated that they're always planning and managing, you're always in the zone of logistics and you're not able to disconnect with that and really relax.
It's so true. You get in the moment. That's why I'm always like, give your partner a massage, like do something to relax.
Just shut the world out.
Because our minds are going through our to-do list and we're thinking of everything going on. And that's why like a lot of women and men, like when men are under a lot of stress, they don't want to have sex or when women are. And so just to connect. So what are some of the signs you think that like during foreplay, I always tell people like, pay attention. Is she breathing? Is her breath quickening? What are some of the signs you think that you can tell when you are paying attention that you've learned
definitely
that you wouldn't tell otherwise?
I mean, definitely breathing is a given. You know, you can really tell by someone's breathing. I just think the level that they're relaxing with you, their grip of their hands on you will usually move in a different direction when they're reaching that in the zone place where they need to be sexually.
It's all important. People don't pay attention. People, we're so concerned about our own, like, a lot of men and women, like, how am I doing? How do I look? And we're not focusing on the
partner. For me, it's like an extracurricular challenge. Like,
it is.
I like to meet my new guy who I've been texting with because people find me, put it that way. So the message will come in or someone's agent will reach out to me and say, so-and-so wants to meet you. And I'll say, I'll give my number. Let's text for a little bit. And by the time it actually happens, I am like, how quickly can I master this guy and give him everything he wants and just have a great time with
him? Oh, wow. That's good. And you can
Because once I do that, that's so satisfying for me. So it's just great.
You can just tell right away. You can tell what they want.
I just get into that zone.
You're like the sex whisperer.
Yeah.
She can tell right away. I love it. Okay, let's take another call. This is a good one. Penis size. Let's talk to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hi. I have a question.
Yes?
And the last few girls that I have been with sexually, they have complained that I was causing them discomfort during sex by having an above-average size penis. And I was just wondering what I need to do to make it more comfortable for them.
This is our second large penis call. Do we believe this? Okay, Steve, so, yeah, okay, what do you do? That they complained about? Use lots of lube, slow down, have her on top so she
Steve,
can control
Steve, I really don't know what to, I can't help you because to me, I hear like the jackpot when I see a large penis. So I can't even relate. When I have girlfriends that are just like, I don't like a big penis. And there's even some girls in the business and I tell them, you know, you're like a race car driver that doesn't want to drive fast. How can you be a porn star and not love big cocks?
Exactly. You know? So here's the thing, so, Steve. There's someone who's going to love
it. Be with somebody that loves it.
It's like women with large breasts. Some women, guys like it. Some guys don't. Some women love large penis. And men spend so much time worrying about their penises. So, Steve, I think that you're going to find someone. But also use lots of lube and make sure she's comfortable and just work it in slowly. She might learn to love your penis. I'm sure she will. But don't trip on it. Okay, Steve, thanks for calling. Sex with Emily. Yeah. It's awesome to have you on. I'm wondering about your own sexuality. So when did you first feel like you became sexual being? Like, when did you first masturbate?
I think I really came into my sexual being. I started dancing, stripping illegally at 16. I got fake ID. I met these girls during a bikini contest. Long, fun story short. And they were just so adventurous. And I really emulated them in the freedom, the way that they lived. So they took me on many sexual journeys. And I had my first girl-girl relations and me and girlfriends going out and meeting guys together. And so I just really started to be like, okay, this suits me. You know, I'm open enough. I'm finding pleasure in this.
I'm not held up by this.
You know, this. I don't want a relationship. I've been in one serious relationship my entire life. It just doesn't suit me.
Right.
You know, and I was able to meet them and realize I gravitated to them so much more than the other people that I'd been around so much of my life that I must be meant to be moving in this direction.
Right. So you were always comfortable with your sexuality. Yeah. And how about orgasm? Were you able to always, I know you orgasm anally. We already covered that. What about other like G-spot? Are you more like clitoral masturbation?
I'm all over the charts.
Everything. You can do it all. With,
yeah.
Yeah. You're a porn star. You're lucky. Not that all porn stars are like that, but I appreciate that. Because also, were you like that always at the beginning? Or was it more like you learned more about your body?
You know, when you have multiple partners in your life, everyone teaches you something different.
That's so true.
Teaching somebody now something different.
Okay, so what did you learn then about perfecting the art of the blowjob, oral sex on a man? What would you say is your special tips here that we don't know? It's hard, right?
It's not. It's just, there's just when people say, well, what do? There's not one thing you do. You have to have a massive amount of things that you do
in your arsenal.
For the blowjob. You have to work it. You go hard. You go soft. Some girls like a lot of spit. I'm not a huge spit person. You know, there's so many different things you do, mixing up hands, both hands, one hand. You know, it doesn't always have to be just jamming it down your throat.
Right.
Guys like it soft. They like the tip played with a lot. They like little breath on it and breathing on it. They like a lot of different things. You just have to mix it up and don't look at it. Like, so many women look at the blowjob like, okay, I have to do this for like two, 3 minutes.
Women hate
it. Before we're going to have sex. It's like, you should want to give him a blowjob.
Right.
For like 30 minutes laying there watching SportsCenter. You should just want
exactly.
to do that.
I don't
you
understand.
Want
right.
to do that.
Exactly. And if you don't want to do it, somehow figure out why it is that you don't. Like, did you have a bad experience? Does it taste bad to you? Like, did you have like some kind of religious upbringing where it was totally that was wrong? Whatever it is, if you're with a guy who really enjoys oral sex, then it would behoove you to figure out a way that you can get into the moment as well and learn to enjoy it. Because I hear from lots of men that the number one thing they do like about good oral sex is when she's enthusiastic.
Right.
Like, they just want to be into it and like it. And you can
don't
learn
make me
to
feel
like
you don't want to do it.
Right. Exactly. Like, just do it and mix it up. It's so true. Now, how about women? So you're bisexual?
Yes.
Okay. So, and you've always been bisexual. You've had relationships with men and women and the whole thing. So what about oral sex on a woman? Are there tips? Same thing, I know.
Same thing.
Mix it up.
Yep.
Totally. Because guys don't. They don't.
And it's not, there's nothing wrong with asking somebody what they like when you first
you gotta
meet
ask.
Up with them.
You gotta ask. I know, exactly.
You
and
know,
sometimes
some
women
are more
comfortable or they
others.
Don't. Yeah. And some women don't know exactly what they like. So, you know, I always tell women, like, if you don't know your own body, take time to masturbate. Take time to figure it out. Just like men
Did
too.
You watch Sex in the City?
Yes.
Okay, do you remember the one where Charlotte finally looked at her vagina for the first time?
Yes.
It was just legendary because I was like, you know, that's not uncommon. There's
right.
women out there, not as much the newer generation. The young kids are being brought up so much more
right.
open than we were, but
they've already Instagrammed a picture of their vagina.
Yeah.
But besides that, we
yeah.
didn't look at it. It's true. And was that the same one with the rabbit, or was that a different one when she
different
used the
one,
rabbit vibrator?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. It's like people, it is like masturbation 101. Like, take a look at your vagina.
You know, when you bring up the rabbit, it's funny. I want to talk about my fleshlight a bit.
Okay.
Because
oh, yeah. We're you won
fact,
the best fleshlight.
The
okay.
interesting factoid about a fleshlight is, women have had the one thing we've had is so many options when it comes to masturbation. Men have had nothing. Nothing.
Nothing. This is it.
And men masturbate way more than women in general.
Exactly.
So why someone hadn't perfected it, no one had perfected the texture, the way you take care of it. You know, the fleshlight is just all around the perfect product. It's easy for a guy to take care of. It's not huge. He doesn't have to plug it in. He doesn't have to worry about anything shock. There have been a couple units made in the past that were electric.
Right.
And that hooked up to your computer. I remember guys being like, I could never hook myself up to
right.
my computer. What if something happened, you know? So I think that guys being comfortable and understanding that it is okay to have
yeah,
a fleshlight.
Exactly.
You should love your fleshlight because I love every toy I have and I have a massive amount of toys.
Exactly. And it is the number one selling male yeah, sex yes. toy. So here's the thing about the fleshlight. First of all, you won an award for the top fleshlight. So what was it about your particular? Because, okay, so first of all, let's
I
talk about the fleshlight.
I think it's just generated by numbers of
sales. It
so,
wasn't that your particular mold of your vagina was
no,
particularly more pleasurable?
I wouldn't say my vagina would be, I don't know, but it could be a popularity thing. Could just be that many guys would like to have my vagina. I also have my ass in my mouth.
You do? Good
yep,
for
they
you.
Do all three. But, you know, my fans love it. They have
they
it.
Do.
They do.
They love it. And here's the thing about the fleshlight, too, is that if people don't know, it's popular sex toy because it simulates the sensations of sex. So it's engineered to look and feel like the real deal, but it's like in a container that actually looks like a flashlight. Like, it's not like everyone's going to know what it is when they come into your house. And some people say it feels better than sex, too. And it's just variety.
And they mold it exactly like our inner vagina and our vagina. So every girl's looks completely different because right. they do a cast on you, photos up in there. And I think that's pretty spectacular for the guys. Like, I always say to my guys, like, I can only be in one place at a time.
Right.
So having my fleshlight is just the next best
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
You know?
It's simulated. So go to sexwithemily.com/fleshlight or go to sexwithemily and just click on the fleshlight banner and you can buy Lisa Ann's fleshlight.
When you said it looks like a flashlight, it's funny, but one of our earthquakes that we had, I was in a panic.
I was
tweeting that I was in a panic. And it wasn't even one of these bad ones. It was one of the ones that I feel that no one else does.
Right.
And that I turn on the news and go onto every website and see where it was.
Right.
And so I'm like, I was tweeting. I ran and I grabbed my fleshlight and ran out the door. And then later on, I looked at everybody. It's like, oh, you grabbed a fleshlight, not a flashlight. I'm so used to my fleshlight that I forgot fleshlight.
That is so funny because it really does look like one. You can't tell. That is hilarious. Well, that
and I'm not much a fan of earthquakes. I've missed all the last ones. I hadn't been here for 5 weeks. So there was a bunch.
There
I know.
There was a bunch.
Because
there
was I checked one. My cameras at my house as soon as we have one. And the first one we had that was like the Encino area up that way. All of my awards are on a landing going up into my bedroom. And all of my awards made it all the way down the steps in my place. I'm like, of all the things, nothing broke. My awards had flown down the center of my place all the way down the steps.
Oh, my God. All your awards. You walked in through like
I just looked at it in the camera and had someone go take care of it.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. It's been very, very, very scary with the earthquake.
I don't like the earthquake.
I don't like them either. And I like my family visiting from Michigan, and my niece said to me during the big one a few weeks ago, she's like, are there ever earthquakes here? I'm like, no, not that often. Like, they got there that night. The next morning at like 6 a.m., it's like a bam, a huge earthquake. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. She's like 11. They all freaked out.
Oh, my gosh. Three nieces. Yeah, it's not pleasant.
It wasn't good. It was not a good thing. But, you know, hey, we lived, and we're here to tell. Okay, we have another call. Let's talk to Lenny. Hey, Lenny. Thanks for calling Sex with Emily. You're on with Lisa Ann. Lenny, my darling. My darling Lenny. He wants to know how you can stay looking so good. You do look amazing.
I think having a lot of sex is a good fountain of youth.
Yeah, I think so too. Mm-hmm. People don't realize it actually is good for you too.
I call it sexercise.
Sexercise.
There's so many things you can do when you're doing reverse cowgirl. You can do your triceps. Yeah,
exactly.
When there's so many leg exercises you can do. I mean, it can keep you very fit.
That's true. So do you still have a lot of sex in your personal life and professional?
I do.
So it's not like you're like, ugh, enough, I'm done.
I only shoot probably 3 to 5 scenes at the most a month.
Okay.
So I'm not really having that much
right.
sex on
and
camera.
And it is work, right? I mean...
Well, it's work, but I mean, it's different. It's a different type of sex. So, yes, there's still a lot of days of the month there for me to have sex.
Exactly. I like that. I know. It's exactly. And you can have sex with multiple people. You're not in a commitment mode.
Right.
I get it. I'm not either. I'm the same way. So I like that. So how do you think that porn, you know, it's so many... I hear from so many listeners, so many callers, you know, women, younger women, all ages... who are so confused by the fact that their partner, husband, boyfriend watches porn. And they're like, we have amazing sex. I don't understand. Why does he like porn? And so I'm curious, how do you – I feel like a lot of women don't understand it because they think, well, he wants her, not me, and it's we're having great sex.
There's this great show.
And I think
show.
It can help couples too. So I wanted to talk about how
there's this great show on FX, and it's called The League. And it's all about fantasy football. It's about these group of friends that have this fantasy football league, and they're hilarious. And there's this couple. And she lets her husband watch porn, but he has to either be watching it. He watches it in the gym and has to be doing cardio at the same time. So this is how she gets him to work out.
Right.
So he's got it up on the TV, and she comes in. She talks to whatever he's watching his porn. It's hilarious.
That's so funny.
You know, it's one of those things that I think people should talk about in the beginning, but yet I don't feel guys are comfortable enough to talk about.
No, they hide it.
It's not as big of an issue now because girls watch porn now.
Well, that's
everyone watches porn now. So that issue is the generation of, let's say, 45 years old and up. I think pretty much the younger dynamic is pretty
no,
much
no. I
a
hear
wash.
It from 20 somethings all the time. They're like, they don't understand. They haven't gotten into porn yet. So I'm wondering what I always say: watch it with your partner. Find some female. Find porn that you're
not all women are going to want to watch porn though.
True.
But they don't want to sit still. That long. It's not that entertaining to them. But for guys, it's entertaining. It's
but don't you
hot
think that couples
dressed-
could learn a lot about watching porn together? Some.
Some.
Otherwise, you think no. It should be like a separate. thing?
I think that if you didn't talk about it when you first started dating, you didn't know about it, and it's his thing, then maybe he wants to keep it his thing. If it's something you want to do together, then you bring it to the table and you look for certain types of movies that could help couples. There's many other type of movies that could traumatize couples.
Like what? What's going to traumatize me?
I don't think a couple's going to want a couple that has very mundane or normal sex, two positions. She's not going to want to watch an anal gangbang DP or a double penetration or a double vag. Right. So they need to know what they're buying.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
There should be like a checklist. Like, there is, though.
To be like, well, you know, just be buyer beware.
Right.
You know what I mean? I would ask someone what you're downloading before you download it.
Exactly. And also, there is a lot of female-friendly porn, more plots, more things that, you know, women might typically like. And on my website as well, sexwithemily.com, there's Good Vibes has a pay-by-the-minute plan for porn, so you can watch porn. So you can figure out what you like. It's a lot of curated porn that are more geared towards women and couples, and you can like sort on their website by like what you like and check it out. That might be something for you. You can buy 10 minutes here, 20 minutes there, see what you like. Okay, we're going to take line two. We're going to talk to Jonathan. Hey, Jonathan, you're on Sex with Emily with Lisa Ann.
Hey, I was wondering, how often do you connect with your fans?
In what way, Jonathan? I go on the road and feature dance every weekend, so whoever comes into the clubs gets to say hello to me there. I do personal appearances and hosting events, trade shows. I keep it all on my timeline on Twitter, which is The Real Lisa Ann. So if you are willing to come to one of those events, then we can meet.
I would love to.
Check it out, Lisa
Where do you
Ann.
Live?
New York.
Okay, so I'm going to be at the Scene in Long Island this weekend.
I'll be there.
Okay.
Oh, good. I love it. Okay, Jonathan. Thanks for calling. You're awesome.
No,
okay, so what your website is pretty amazing. What's one of the best things you think you like about your site right now that distinguishes you from other, your Lisa Ann site, lisaann.com?
You know, I don't look at anything about mine and compare it to anybody else's. So I wouldn't look at another girl's site.
Do you want people to go to your site?
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, there's nothing I would say mine's better for this reason.
It's just that it's you.
My fans that belong to my site, it's just because they've been fans of mine since I had a membership mail order fan club. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just been 24 years of us being together.
That's a long time you're doing it. And you're still loving. You're so happy. That's great. How did you manage to get into both the AVN and the XGARCO? Is that what it is? Hall of Fame.
Just from being in the business for a certain amount of time. I think one, you have to be in the business 13 years. And I think the other is 15 years. So it's something you automatically
just
get
you're in the business?
After that.
Does nothing to do, I mean, it has to do with your skills, though, too. The fact that
it's just about the amount of years you've been.
Okay, then
in the
what
business.
About the fact that you've won so many awards? And what is it you think about Lisa Ann on the screen that has got. Because there's a lot of women who've worked for a long time. What do you think it is about you specifically that so many people are attracted? You've got to know what you hear.
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know. People ask me this all the time. I'm like, I don't know. I just have a ton of fans. Luckily, they still buy my stuff and want more of my stuff.
But there's a lot of porn stars who don't.
But there's a lot of other very popular girls as well.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying about you, you must be self-aware. Like, I know there's a lot of other sex podcasters. I know people like me. They think I'm maybe real. I'm more authentic. I give straightforward advice.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just the years. I don't know if it's the Palin. You know, I did Sarah Palin. That was pretty big.
You were the Sarah Nalen Palin.
Yep.
That's huge.
So
everyone
that was
saw that.
Big. So, you know, it's just a conglomeration of being involved for so many years and building a very consistent fan base and continuing to work and do what I do.
Right. Okay. So on your Instagram, which I checked out, it seems like you dress up a lot. You got a lot of sexy outfits, of course, because, you know, that's what you do. But do you think that a lot of women should try to do that more for their partners? Do you think that, that's something that sort of goes by the wayside if you've been in a relationship for a while? People aren't always dressing up.
I would say I don't. It's hard for me to judge other relationships since I don't have one myself. I hate to be that person. Like, I don't go to my friends that are married and ask them for my single people advice. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it's
but you
hard
know
to
being out there,
of course,
whatever.
Everyone
I always think
do.
It's sexy. Just try to mix it up. Do something different, you know?
See, I think it's different in L.A. too, because in New York, I see people dressed up every weekend to go out and to go out to dinner. Women still wear furs and it's acceptable, which I love. People are dressed, men in suits every weekend. It's so nice. You don't see that as much in California.
No. You
people
really
are
don't.
Very casual here.
You are too casual.
A little too casual.
But I mean, like, dress up in the bedroom or, like, have fantasy role play, stuff like
yeah.
that. Yeah, I think it's super important. I think it's just fun to – I think it's all about variety. And I think a lot of couples do get stuck in that routine and they're just not, you know, mixing things up. Just mm-hmm. wear something, you know, a little sexy something, a little sexy lingerie, whatever it is that works for you.
And there's so much fun stuff to buy.
I know, right? And then what about toys? Do you like toys?
I love toys.
So what's your, like, favorite top one right now?
I love phallic glass toys. For some reason, I really have always liked the glass toys.
You like the glass dildos.
A couple little vibrators. I have some nice stuff from Evolve that I like. I'm lucky when I go into signing stores, put nice little baskets together so I get to try out the Lilo has some beautiful
toys.
Lilo,
I love
toys.
Lilo toys. Yeah, Lilo has some beautiful toys. But there's not one that you, what about using toys with your partner? Like, do you really do that?
I do that sometimes. Being on the go and traveling as much as I do, you don't always have that stuff with you. That's more of like at home thing.
Oh, I do. There's little travel ones now.
I know.
And they're waterproof,
girl,
and chargeable.
When you travel, when you're doing 3-4 states a week, you carry as little with you as possible.
Yeah, I know. But the little bullet or something, no, I get it. If you don't need it, you don't want it, you don't have to bring it, right? That's true. Okay, let's talk to Braden. Braden has a call for you. Hey, Braden has a question.
Hey, is this Lisa?
Yeah, this is Emily.
What's
Lisa, what's up,
on?
Braden?
Oh, my God. Hey, I want to know where the craziest place you've done it outside of porn it's been.
Oh, outside of porn.
It depends. You call a taxi cab crazy?
Kind of.
Okay, so we'll put it in a taxi cab. I love to have sex in taxi cabs for some real reason.
Cool.
What about you?
Better girl.
What's the craziest place you've ever done it, Braden?
I'm only 21, but...
All right, where do you want to do it? Like, I have not done it in an airplane yet because the bathrooms freak me out and there's no way I want to go in there and have sex. It just doesn't make me feel sexy
plane.
In there. It would be a private plane, yeah, for sure.
I have on a path.
On a what? On a path? Like a
on
bike?
Like the path of a walking trail.
Okay, that's good.
That's good.
This is a good start.
It's a great start.
I always thought a ski lift would be kind of
I've
fun.
I've done
though
that.
It's super cold.
No, I've done that in a gondola. So it was closed.
Okay.
But I did it on a ski lift. That's the craziest place
that's
I've ever
a good
had
spot.
Sex. Thank you very much.
Were you filming it?
Was I what? Was I filming? No, this is Emily. I don't film my sex scenes. Lisa Ann does. I've not yet ventured into porn. But, you know, my life is still young here. The night is still young. You don't know what can happen later. Thanks, Braden. Thanks for calling Sex with Emily. You rock.
Oh, take care.
Appreciate it. Totally.
Have a good weekend,
it.
Babe.
Yeah, exactly. So all these people are going to come see you in New York. And so also I was going to say to you, so for men, what do you think that you've learned? What do you think? We talked about the sex tips and the oral sex and all that. But is there like any parts of a man's body, for example, or things that you have found that is a universal truth of men as far as that works for them? To get him in the mood, to turn him on, to get him there.
I still think that cooking for a man is the universal thing that you could do.
Really? Are you a good cook?
I'm a great cook. And cooking is still, to this day, probably the most erotic thing you can do for any man.
Wow, I've never
universally.
Cooked. It's interesting.
Oh, my God, they love it.
I know, I
they
hear that.
They love it. And it's just something, they love it.
I
it's
always
so important.
Date guys who cook. I understand. I just don't cook. But you're right. That's a good one. Now I'm feeling like I should take a cooking class. But
just something. Just learn to make one thing.
Yeah, they love the scent,
I
too.
I teach all my, but just, you know what's nice about it? They like knowing that you went to the market that day, that you're preparing the meal. They walk in. They already smell it.
They like
They're being
nurtured.
Waited. Yes, guys like being waited on. It's
right.
A very classic Italian trait we all
have. Are you Italian?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, let's talk to Angel. Hey, Angel, you're on Sex with Emily. What's going on?
Yeah. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good, Angel. How are you?
I'm good. First of all, I got to say, you're my favorite porn star. If I ever had a chance to date you, I would. Take you out on a nice romantic date.
Where do you live, Angel?
I live in Georgia.
In Georgia?
Atlanta,
where
Georgia.
In Georgia? Oh, my God. You have no accent. Are you from Georgia your whole life?
No. I'm from California.
Okay.
Born and raised in Los Angeles.
You definitely sound more like you're from California. How do you like living in Atlanta?
Big difference.
It's a lot hotter, a lot more humid, but there's a lot more cake there, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's true.
Booty. We call
Got it
cake.
I totally understand.
Yeah. A lot more cake.
So why is she your favorite porn star? You've probably watched other porn. Tell me what it is, because she won't break it down for me. So why is Lisa Ann your favorite porn star? It's hard for her to break it down.
She just knows how to pleasure a guy.
Yeah.
If you look at her videos, you can tell she's really into it. She's really passionate into it.
She is. She's into it, and she's like, that's what you're saying. It's a tip for women, like, be into it, and you truly are. But women, if you're not into it, you got to learn how to get into it, because that's hot.
It is.
You're not even talking about her looks because she's beautiful. You're saying because she's into it and she pleases a man. I think it's a great
Angel,
answer.
Angel, you got to understand, when people ask me what do people like about me, it's not like I can say, I'm Tom Brady and I threw this many completions last year. That's why we asked him, I have no stats. You know what I'm saying?
It's totally hard. It's
hard. I just look at you people and I'm like, thanks for the love. I'll just keep doing it until one day you guys are done with me and I'll move on.
Love it. Thanks, Angel. Thanks for calling.
Have
a great night.
Have a good weekend.
Okay, so that's good. See, it's hard to reflect on yourself. I just wanted to know, you're his favorite porn. I'm sure you're not the only porn star, but you're his favorite. So, you know, we got to know why.
What's interesting about being in the place where I am popularity-wise is I tell my friends, like, I just feel like the world is my living room because everywhere I walk, someone's engaging with me, whether it's just looking at me and knowing, and then there's that moment where it's like, yes, you know, yes, I know. Or they approach me and, like, I have to go to the same places. Like, I do the same terminal at LAX, the same flights. So the same crew is working security. So they're very used to me now.
Right.
Same plane, same flight number, same crew. I've learned to make my life be so much the same so I can get over that, so I can get into a comfort place where it's like, now we're chilling. Now I'll walk in, they'll be like, oh, did you shoot this week? I'll be like, yeah, I did a DP for Jules Jordan. It was amazing scene. Like, we could talk about it because we've gotten past that newness of it.
Right.
And they're like my family now.
It's a community, wherever you go.
Totally. And they're super excited. Yes.
That's so fun. That's good that you made
it. It's a comforting, it's a comforting feeling. You know, it's just like everywhere I go, I'm like, mm-hmm. I just, somebody will look over at me and I'll just nod my head and be like, mm-hmm, it's me.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's what I did. I'm back. I did it. I got it. That's good. That's good. You got it because it's a lot of traveling and a lot of whatever. So do you think that's why you choose not to be in a relationship or just always been how you've been?
I just don't want to be – I don't want to weigh anything down while I'm doing this. This is an experience that's very it's free, you know, and I feel like if I were to be in a relationship with a guy – when I was in my one relationship, I didn't have sex with other guys because that's just not the mindset that I'm in. So as open as I am, there's still parts of me that are very old school and want to do something the right way. So I can't really offer myself completely to a guy one-on-one. So I just keep it very light and airy, and I have a lot of relationships. And there's times where someone will get a little bit attached and I'll just be like, okay, this person caught some feelings.
Right.
We're just going to stop returning text messages. I hate that it's going to go down like this, but there's no me trying to explain to you that I can't stop doing what I'm doing.
Exactly.
There's no, when that talk arises, which I just was, there was just somebody I was hanging out with last year and he just kind of came to me like right before I was coming back here to shoot a movie. And he was like, you know, I'm never going to be able to look at you the same. And I was like, okay, well, that's good.
Delete
that's
your number.
Cool. I'm like, you don't ever have to look at me again. I'm not going to change for someone else.
No.
You have to be ready to do it on your own. So, and it's also super fun. You know, it's great when I'm in a town and there's a game going on and someone will have someone from the team find me and reach out.
Right.
And be like, hey, do you want to go to the game tonight? Yes, I want to go to the game. Yes, I want to enter the arena in the tunnel and walk through where the players walk through and hang out. Yes, I want to be
lots
that
of
person.
Perks. What kind
yes.
of guys are you attracted to? Are you attracted to athletes?
I'm very attracted to athletes. You know, I'm attracted to athletes because they're busier than I am and there could be no situations. They're never going to get obnoxious texting me. They're never going to freak out on me. They have way too much to lose. And I feel comfort in being with someone who has more to lose than
exactly.
I do.
Exactly. Or that, yeah, that you don't want, they're traveling, you're traveling, yeah. Same lifestyle. That's yeah. a great thing. And they're hot. A lot
yeah.
of them.
And
you
they're
know,
in
that's
great
not
shape.
Talk about. What about other, like other traits in men that you like, tall, short, is anything you're really into?
I like tall guys. My other traits in men are pretty, like I have a pretty open mind. I'm not really into big bodybuilder guys. Not like I'm looking for this thing, but it just has to be cool. You know, I just like somebody who I connect with.
That you connect with. Yep. I got it. Okay, let's talk to Blake because this is a really good question. Hey, Blake, you're on with Lisa Ann at Sex with Emily, and you want to know the. Tell me your question.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey,
what's
Blake.
What's the best way to make a girl come?
Best way to make a girl calm, Lisa.
Every girl is very different,
That's
Blake.
That's the problem.
You're
going
to have to communicate with her and find out what it is that she likes, you know? Well, it's every guy pleases me in a different way. So it would matter, you know, different sizes. If you're riding a guy, a different size is going to hit your G-spot in a different way. So there's so many things. Some guy might never hit it, you know. Some guys get you off orally. Some guys can't.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, it's every partner is different. You cannot train yourself sexually and be a robot and think the same things are going to work. You got to have new moves. Every time you're with someone new, you got to have new moves. And that's why people perfect it with someone and they decide, I'm going to marry this person because you know what? We're good. We know each other. We're making each other come. We're enjoying each other's lives together. This is it.
Right.
So you got to experiment.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye, Blake. See, that's good. All right, Blake learned a new thing. He's going to go please every single woman on the planet. Okay, here's some more anal questions because, you know, we're here with Lisa Ann.
Because the world is obsessed with anal
sex. The world is friggin' obsessed. Okay, Kuzo, what's going on? You're on with Lisa Ann at Sex with Emily.
This is Lisa Ann?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm talking to you right now.
What up, boy?
You know how many times I jacked off to your video?
How many times?
How many? We want to know.
How many times have I saved you from impregnating somebody?
Oh, my God.
Possibly spitting out someone in the world that's going to be destructive.
132
Yeah.
Really? That's awesome.
What's your question?
You're doing good work, Lisa Ann.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I'm cleaning the streets.
Yeah, you're doing good work. You're cleaning the streets. That's what's up.
Do you have a question?
I mean, the question is not for me. It's for my homeboy. It's weird as fuck.
We you know what? This is great. This is like the scene in Mean Girls where the girl calls Planned Parenthood and says, this is for my friend.
Right. We
this
don't
is
believe
for
you.
You, man. But it's cool. We're going to say it's for your friend. Let's name him Mike. Okay?
Exactly.
What
so
does
what
Mike
does
need?
Yeah, what does he want to know?
He's like, what's it called? He's asking, how does it feel having your ass licked? I mean, it's weird, but, you know.
How's your ass licked? How does that feel, Lisa? Can you describe what it feels like?
I really can't. No one's ever asked me this question before.
You got us stumped.
You know, it just...
How do you describe
it? Yeah, how like, do you describe it?
I guess it feels good. It turns
it
you on.
Good.
I don't know. I'm asking her. What you
tell
think?
Your friend that he might want to try it himself and come up with his own opinion.
So real quick though, follow my boy on Twitter.
Yo, I knew you. I heard you guys giggling in the back. I knew you're gonna ask me. I will only follow people that I have met. So unless I've met you, you will not get followed. Which means you need to follow me on Twitter and find out when I'm gonna be at a club by you and come in. You say, hey, yo, we talked. You said you'd follow me on Twitter if I met you. If you're cool, I'll follow
you. There
you
go. Okay, FaceTime. What's your Twitter? Let's tell everyone your Twitter.
The real Lisa Ann.
She's the real friggin' Lisa Ann Cuso. So go follow her on Twitter, and then you might meet her, and then you can talk about ass looking and all that stuff.
Okay,
have a great night.
I'm flying tomorrow. Where are you located at?
I'm going to be in New York at the Scene this weekend. Next weekend, I'll be in Providence, Rhode Island at the Cadillac Lounge. The weekend after that, I'll be in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania at Blush.
She's all over. You got to find her. You got no excuse, okay?
All right,
bye, Cuso. Have a great night. Okay, so we just have a few more minutes here. So I have to give you, I have some special presents for you. I know that you're leaving.
This is hilarious because I'll be, well, I can always leave them in my car.
No,
but I could fly with them, too.
Here's the thing. Okay, first of all, do you ever use pheromones to get attracted? You know, like scent and all that stuff is really attractive. Okay, so this is, we were talking about cake earlier. This is Crazy Girl. It's a flirty body mist with sex attractant. It has pheromones, and it's like pink cupcake, and it's selling out like crazy.
Super cute.
And it's sparkly, and it makes you smell good. And I'm telling you, I was wearing it.
I call glitter whore dust because all the strippers wear it.
Exactly.
It's all
over the dudes. But it's not too glittery. It's a shimmer. It's not glitter. And it's by Crazy Girl. And if you go, and I'm telling you, it's like they want to eat you. People are like, oh my God, Emily, what are you wearing? And
I'm trying to repel people, Emily, actually. So I might want to spray the opposite.
Okay, well, you can do that.
Wear it when I'm with somebody that I don't think is going to attack
somebody,
me at the airport in public.
Exactly. Don't do it in the airport. And don't even attack you with a guy. They want to friggin' eat you. Yes. Go to crazygirlproducts.com. Enter Emily25. It's super reasonable. It's a great gift. I've had a lot of Crazy Girl products. But I just started wearing these more often in the last few weeks because, like, summer, I want to be spring, I want to be summer.
What's in this box? I'm super curious.
Okay, this is my massage candle from Emily and Tony.
Oh, I love candles.
Okay,
I love
you're
candles
gonna
so much.
Friggin' freak out. Okay, so I made these massage candles that feel amazing. You can massage your partner. It's all vegan, coconut oil, soybean oil. It's vanilla, and it's going to blow your mind.
I love this candle so much. Oh, my God. It smells so good. Where can I order these?
Okay, so emilyandtony.com.
Paraben free. I like this.
It's paraben free. You use coupon code Emily, and you get 20% off your order. But they're almost sold out right now because just tell your
experience. They're amazing.
Yeah, like they're high end. They're from France. We have 3 cents. But
you know what people don't realize about good
massage candles. And it's a massage aromatherapy. You pour it on your partner. Have you ever done that? It's like burns cooler.
Yeah.
It's like warm.
Yep.
So why do you think? I mean, massage, amazing, right? Like, have you?
Amazing. I just had a hockey player give me the most amazing massage last night.
See, now this you got to bring this with you in your suitcase.
But don't worry. I always have candles, so you know. But I buy the ones that are in tins for travel so they don't break in my suitcase.
Okay, so go.
Love it.
Emily, I'll send you more. EmilyandTony.com.
Okay.
I hope that you love it.
Love,
you're really, because people are kind of freaking out about it. Okay, we got to go, Lisa Ann. You're awesome. The real Lisa Ann.
The real Lisa Ann on Twitter. The real Lisa Ann XXX on Instagram. Thank you so much for having me.
It's been great having you in the show. And thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me. feedback@sexwithemily.com. Sex toys aren't just for women. Go to sexwithemily.com/fleshlight to discover the best sex toys for men. The Fleshlight. A lot of guys say it feels even better than sex, and it helps build stamina, meaning you'll last longer in bed. Go to sexwithemily.com/fleshlight to see my Fleshlight recommendations and get one tonight.
Perhaps play a little game called Just a Tip, just for a second, just to see how it feels.
Hey, this is Jordan Harbinger, host of the Art of Charm podcast, the number one dating and relationship advice podcast in iTunes.
I'm Emily Morse, host of the Sex with Emily podcast, the number one sex and relationship podcast on iTunes and at sexwithemily.com. And this is just the tip.
All right, so I know a lot of good sex is like breakup sex, makeup sex, vacation sex. How do we have great sex all the time? Because obviously, you know, routine just got home from the grocery store sex isn't really all that good.
No,
sometimes.
That's really not so hot when you're unpacking the groceries into the refrigerator. So the reason why these events, like makeup sex, mm-hmm. breakup sex, the reason why these lead to great sex is because of the emotions that are associated with them.
Nice.
But you can create these emotions when something monumental isn't happening. For example,
start a huge freaking fight
with her if you got nothing else to do. But also, you don't actually want to like keep getting in fights, so you could mimic makeup sex by engaging in a little friendly competition, a heated game of strip backgammon that can be easily resolved with a sensual massage. Because breakup sex is all about having that last passionate night together.
Right.
So perhaps, let's say she's going away for a weekend. Why can't you simulate that last hurrah by cooking her favorite dinner at home and spend more time with her? So also, the first time sex, which is also exciting, is about incorporating something new. So I always tell people, mix up your sexual routine. Stop doing the same things over and over again.
Right.
So
get a donkey in there.
Get a donkey in there. Right, exactly. Play your favorite music. Get a sex toy. Have your dog watch. I don't care.
People do that, I'm sure.
They do. Sometimes you can't help it.
There's just like cats watching. And I remember doing that once and there's like seven cats just like lounging around just watching. I'm like,
yeah.
These guys don't even care.
Or have you ever had a dog lick your balls by mistake?
No.
That's not happened to me because I don't have balls. But
right.
I heard that dogs do lick balls.
I've heard that happens, right? Yeah. By air quotes, mistake. Yeah, sure.
And the guy didn't say anything about it, and he thought it was her. It was a whole ugly scenario. It was on the front page of the news. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Yeah, but basically, and also vacation sex is a big one. That's a complete lack of stress, a time when you can both relax and enjoy each other. So if you don't have time for vacation, you know, money for a vacation, just take a whole Sunday and do nothing. Stay at home. Say we're turning off our cell phones, and we're just going to pretend we're on vacation and have a staycation of having sex all day at home.
Nice. Love it. If you guys want to learn more from The Art of Charm about dating, relationships, and even networking for business, visit us at theartofcharmpodcast.com or check us out in iTunes and follow me on Twitter at The Art of Charm.
And check out the Sex with Emily podcast at sexwithemily.com and on iTunes if you want to have the best sex of your life, that is. Also, follow me on Twitter at Sex with Emily.